Hey, coaches, Kevin Furtado here with the Championship Vision Podcast coming at you with our newest segment, 10 to Win, supported by Shoot 360. As you know, each week we have one topic to discuss with two of Shoot 360's most experienced coaches, retired college coach Brad Barbarick and former high school and college coach Brad Butterworth, in a high-intense way to introduce keys that will help you build your program, important concepts to consider, and even breaking down some X's and O's, as well as polarizing topics such as NIL, shot clock, and more. We put 3 minutes on the clock for each coach to discuss their topic and hope you'll pick up something that will spur you to reach out to us and engage in even more discussion. Coaches are best when we learn from each other. We want to learn from you, so don't forget to reach out and provide your own opinion. 10 to Win, supported by Shoot 360. With the opening tip now completed, let's dive right into the first possession. We're here to talk about core values, building vision, establishing philosophy. Now you're off and running. Podcast episode 296. Today is part one of our 10 to Win deep dive series, where we will dive into various topics related to becoming a better basketball coach. We will have a 10-minute clock on each of our topics. Each coach will dive into the topic for 3 minutes. Our shows will be once a week, so be prepared to dive in with the coaches and be a better coach. Let's introduce our esteemed coaches panel. I'm Coach Kevin Furtado, the head girls basketball coach at Walnut Grove High School in Loganville, Georgia, with over 32 years of coaching girls basketball experience. Next, we have the legend, Coach Brad Butterworth, Senior Business Development Executive of Shoot 360, and Coach Brad Barbarick, Director of Coaching and Player Development at Shoot 360. Welcome, coaches.
All right. Hey, great, man. Love being here, Kev. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, I think the coaches are going to get a lot out of our agenda and our topics. Hey, let's get to work, man. Let's throw up the jump ball, man. Let's begin. All right, our first topic is in this series, and I think every coach should really start out with this for sure, is identifying your core values, building vision, and defining your philosophy.
Love it.
First of all, you must first establish your mission statement. Your mission statement aligns your people and your program. Our mission statement at Walnut Grove Girls Basketball is IOC. Our players will impact our community and build better women through basketball. Why do you need a vision? You need a mental picture to direct your action. I want to talk to you about our championship vision program here at Walnut Grove. First of all, we want to be a consistent winning program that endures over the test of time. I have 5 key concepts for you. Built to last, committed over the long run. You just don't want to, focus on your team. You want to focus on building a program over the long run, which, hey, get down to the feeder program, the kindergarten, the first grade, second grade. So you want a program that's going to build to last. Secondly, teach life skills. Rings don't mean you are a champion. We want to develop great people. However, our society kind of promotes rings, and there's only one state champion in each division this year. So focus on life skills, coaches. Third, preserve your core values. We want players who are committed to our vision. We believe that rowing the boat is our core values, which will lead to success on the court in life, which I will talk about in a second. Fourth, for your program, demanding culture. We want to create a sense of belonging and identity to something special. You want kids to come out saying, we're part of this great program. And fifth, in your program vision, our championship vision is what I call, is good enough. It never is. We are never satisfied. We are constantly looking to get 1% better. Okay. Hey, let's talk about our last topic, which is culture building. Mm-hmm. What do you want your culture to look like? Culture is what you do all the time. One of our key models here is commit all the time, not on your spare time. We want our players and coaches here at Walnut Grove to row the boat. We are trying to create an elite culture. You're rowing in the present, which is the only thing you can actually control and the only thing you can actually have an impact on. You either choose to take your oars and put them back in the boat and stop, or you put them back in the water and continue to grow. We row the boat here at Walnut Grove. Our oar is relentless energy, compete in every drill. Our boat is sacrifice for your teammates. We call it mudita, celebrate your teammates. And third is compass. You got to have everything moving in the same direction. Hey, I rattled on a little bit, but that is what I believe every coach should try to start out: mission statement, vision, culture building.
Yeah, 30 seconds, coach.
Okay. Thank you. So, hey, let's move on here. I'm going to go next. Coach Butterworth, man, you're next, man. You ready? Oh, let's go. Let's go.
Man, you know what? I'm going to catch the ball. I'm going to fly it over there to Coach Barbrick, okay? Hey, let's move that ball. Coach Barbrick, you're up.
That's right.
I love it.
Yeah. Hey, he subbed you in first. Coach Furtado, what a thrill to be with you on the Championship Vision Podcast and really talk about, you know, little things that make a huge difference in your coaching success. I was really fortunate to, you know, coach for a really long time at the college level, the small college level, and being a small college coach is really very similar to being a high school coach. You know, I had additional responsibilities. I just wasn't the basketball coach like you might be at the Division I level. You know, I taught classes and I had other responsibilities. So I had to be really, really organized, you know, in my basketball program. And we always had a philosophy of focusing in on the process and, you know, the process of being great every day. You know, I learned a lot from Chip Kelly, who was the University of Oregon football coach. I got a chance to go down and watch him practice after they started having some success. Of course, he's now the football coach at UCLA. And he had the phrase, you know, win the day. And it's such a simple phrase, but it's about the process of trying to be your best every single day. And, you know, another thing that I stole from a football coach, another great well-known coach, and Nick Saban at the University of Alabama, I read something on him years ago and I loved it. He said, as a coach, you must engage, you must inspire, you must influence, and you must impact your team every single day.
Amen.
Just like you want your players to give their best every day, win the day, be great, you have to inspire, engage, influence, and impact your athletes as a coach. And that's really, I think, when you start with a philosophy as a coach, I think that's what you have to start with. And I've been really, really fortunate. I've had great players. And I think all of us know that for you to have a great team culture, all it takes is one player that's not bought in, that's negative.
That's so true.
And they can, just like you were saying, Coach Furtado, you know, everybody's rowing the boat. If one person is not rowing the boat, that can really sabotage your entire season. And so it gets back to what Nick Saban, you know, said: engage, inspire, influence, and impact. If you're doing those things, you're going to get buy-in from your players. You know, I'll go back to, I always love to talk about Coach Wooden because he had such a profound impact, you know, on my life, because I went to his camps and I worked his camps. And again, Coach Wooden never talked about winning. He just talked about the process of being your best. That's success. So that's my short 3 minute on coaching philosophy and some keys that work for me. I'm going to pass the ball over to Coach Butterworth.
Let's go.
Let's hear from him.
Okay, man, I got to follow both those guys. That's going to be a hard follow, but both of you guys, you know, touched on some really key elements. Brad, I love your, you know, I had to multitask at that collegiate level. And I think that's a lot of things that high school coaches have to deal with as well, teaching, you know, five periods a day, a lot of times having one prep period. You know, how is it that I actually organize myself? So I really think it starts with, who am I? You know, who, what defines me? How have I gotten to where I am? What were those characteristics and qualities that were able to drive me to meet my goals, right? The scary thing is that when you only take those to define your program, I think it's really good that you use those qualities to guide the goal setting process with your team. So what I'd like to talk about is really this, this idea of collective buy-in through group psychology and group discussion. Man, I got a chance to spend some time with some great high school coaches over the course of my career. And one of the guys, Matt Moore, man, he set me on this thing, and I used it a ton during my high school coaching years. And if you guys want to get in touch with me about this, make sure you email me brad.butterworth@shoot360.com. But what we did is we threw up 45 words up on the board, and I had my varsity team basically select five words that were impactful to them on their own piece of paper. You would be amazed by how much Venn overlay starts to happen as you whittle that list down. The goal for us was to get it down to 3 to 5 words. And I never put them on the back of a t-shirt. I was not really a fan of a t-shirt, you know, kind of wearing crew. But what we did is we used those key elements, those 3 to 5 words, think about it, like communication, selflessness, commitment, service, you know, just one word that we could all try to buy into. You can whittle that down to 3 to 5 words over collective kind of group chat and discussion. It really brings the players to buy in, because now they're creating it, or we are creating it. And when we are creating something, all of a sudden there's a little bit more of a ownership to it. And I really like it when my 15 and 16 and 17 year olds have ownership in something. It means that those guys are taking pride in it and are more likely to send it on down the line to the JV freshmen and then beyond down to that middle school and elementary school level. I loved that those exercises, they always kind of gave me a sense of what my team's psychology was, what pressed their buttons, you know, what didn't press their buttons. But I think that that's a great place to start. And then how does that then kind of lead towards strategy and then tactics and practice planning? You can really never go wrong, I think, when you take all of what we've said today and apply it to your own program. So, Kevin, I think I got that shot off in time. You tell me, how did we do?
Oh, great, coaches. I mean, hey, thank you so much. I mean, to be honest with you, we definitely need a shot clock for all of us. You know, so I'm going 35 seconds, but hey, all those right there. I'm gonna kind of review what you guys all went over and so forth, so our listeners can write these down. Hopefully, everybody has a notebook at home. They're writing these things down. First of all, thank you for listening to our podcast, 10 to Win. This is a deep dive series into key basketball topics. Let's review a little bit really quick. I'm going to talk about Coach Barbara. His philosophy is about process. All right. Talk about win the day. He mentioned about Coach Saban talking about win the day every single day. And he also talked about engage, inspire, influence, and impact your athletes, also a Coach Saban trait. Wooden, be your best is the key to success. Yeah. Coach Butterworth, great, talking about collective we, buy-in. Oh, I talked about his coach, Matt Moore, who influenced him. Also, he talked about having impactful words and ownership, where the players send it down the line to the next to the players down below in the JV or feeder systems. Coach Furtado talked about his mission statement, IOC, establishing a winning program vision and being a culture builder, utilizing row the boat values or any values that you create. Coaches, thank you so much for joining our podcast. Down the road on Monday, we will have our next topic posted on the Championship Vision podcast. Stay tuned for the 10 to Win series with Coach Butterworth, Coach Barbrick, and Coach Furtado. Have a great day. We told you it was going to be intense and right to the point. Remember, this is just a way to introduce these concepts and start the conversation. We want to hear from you, coaches. Did you hear something you like and want to explore more? Reach out to us directly. You can find our contact information at brad.butterworth@shoot360.com or brad.barbrick@shoot360.com and furtadok57@gmail.com. Want to comment on something that piqued your interest? Engage with us on social media at Kevin Furtado, at Coach Double B. Coaching is all about collaboration. We want to collaborate with you, and hope is that we meet and pick something up from you. Hope you enjoyed the segment. For Coach Brad Butterick, Coach Brad Butterworth, I'm Coach Kevin Furtado with a Championship Visions podcast segment, 10 to Win, supported by Shoot 360.